No Ordinary Child, Unlocking the Leader Within Your Child by Denise Mira. Copyright 2018 by Denise Mira. All rights reserved. Read by the author. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Hebrews 11:23. Preface. If I know anything at all, I know this. I am an imperfect woman with imperfect children living in a broken world. But I serve a sovereign God who has given me gargantuan vision for the future and destiny of my kids and your kids. I don't claim to be an expert, but my confidence rests in a God of the impossible who makes my dreams from his word possible. I'm watching it happen in our lives, our home, and our children. And if there's any piece of the puzzle I can share to aid you in your quest to become all you can be as a parent of leaders, then my mission is accomplished. Introduction. Raise the bar. You are thinking too small when you consider the destiny of your child. It's human nature for us to mentally disqualify ourselves and our kids from the huge call on each of our lives. Perhaps your hopes have been dashed in the past. When we get disappointed, what do? We dial down and lower our level of expectation. But we must refuse to live there. We must all rise above the level of past disappointments. It's time to turn up our thermostats. We are called to change the world. But we are without renown, some say. And such a vision seems presumptuous and out of reach, say others. But I say, let us dare to believe for more. Something in your spirit is throbbing. Somehow you sense there's more for your children. Something is telling you the standards in your home aren't enough. Something is telling you the standards in our schools and churches aren't enough. For our children's sakes, let's raise the bar in our homes, our schools, and our churches. It is an atrocity to leave a child to himself, wallowing in mediocrity, while excellence is only a few steps away. What a pity. What a waste of potential. What lives remain unmoved by this beige approach to living? We must dare to believe God, to keep His word as we follow His pattern for raising our children. We can bank on these promises. Will you join me afresh in believing? Our children are called to be agents of change. Our children are called to have an impact in the world. My prayer is that this book will impart to you an undying hope to believe for more with regard to your children than you ever have before. May you have hope that is tangible and real, hope that will bring change. May the words on these pages be like a missile, power-packed with a substance that, upon release, deposits an actual ingredient to transform the way you see yourself, your kids, and your God. Where is the one who brings courage and breakthrough to create the valiant, fighting world changers? Let it be us. We must dare to raise the bar and believe. Chapter 1. Where is Moses when you need him? God is preparing his heroes. And when the opportunity comes, he can fit them into their places in a moment, and the world will wonder where they came from. A. B. Simpson. Our world stands at an Exodus moment in history, and it is demanding a Moses generation to come forth and bring deliverance to a society held captive by sin. A huge and cavernous vacuum is begging to be filled. This hungry void, created by sin and by multitudes of New Testament believers who have blended in with the world, will not be left wanting forever. God is faithful, and he will answer. God's enduring plan to solve this dilemma is to use his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?